So which of the 39 malachas does the Masechta Shabbos begin with? Who remembers? Sounds like Yetzias HaShabbos, indeed, right? Hotzah, the Melech of Hotzah, which includes changing from one Rishut, to change from one domain, a private domain to a public domain, and taking something four Amas, four cubits. For all of you who don't know what an Amma is, it's good. If we don't know what an Amma is, we can call it a cubit. Much better. Quorum, much better. What's Quorum? Place where they found the Dead Sea Scrolls? What is it? Anyway, so we have to ask Rabbi Osai, why in the world does Shabbos start with that malacha of all the malachas? Some places even call the malacha gru, it's called not as good a malacha, and lumdis is the other malachas. So the gra, it's brought down from the gra like this. Yitzias HaShabbos time. Hainu mishum shum lechas otzahi ha-malacha yichida shit parsha b'torah. It's the only one that is explained in the Torah. Vein derech ha-tana lechikam sechah Shabbos shikara lo katu b'torah. It's not the way of the Tana to start Shabbos with something that's is bikara. It's basically not written in the Torah. Very, very interesting. We have to deal with the pasuk lo sevara eish b'chol moshe v'seichem. But anyway, what we see is Hotzah is what starts Shabbos, the idea of traveling from one domain to another, and it's the only one which the Grah, the reason that's so, is because the Grah says, because it's the one which is spoken about in the Torah, and the Tana of the Torah Shebaal Peh is referring back to something, begins with something that's mentioned clearly in Torah Shebichsav. Now, where is it mentioned in Torah Shebichsav? It's a pasuk in Shmos, B'shavu ish tachtav, and a person sits tachtav, kind of like in his place. And shouldn't you leave your place b'yom hashvi on the seventh day? It happens to be in Chazal we see that also not only in this pasuk, not only is Hotzah mentioned, but the idea of tumin of not being able to travel at all past a certain amount is also mentioned in this. Now, what does this mean? So we're going to refer again to the Sefer Mima Makim, which was again written from a Talmud that was inspired or was trying to take the great Rav Moshe Shapiro's ideas, Zekatadim Kaddish of Racha, that was Nifter over the winter. Unfortunately for us and all Klal Yisrael and his thousands of Talmidim, B'chol Asr V'Asr. So it's fit to end the Zman with that. So the basic idea that comes out is like this. This, Rabosai, quantifies and really sets what all Shabbos is about. Let's think about it. What kind of malacha is this? I can't leave my place, right? The Torah is limiting us from our travel. I can't go past the Tum Shabbos. I can't go more than 2,000 ounces. Even if I can't carry. Think how limited that is when you carry, right? Imagine places without an air. Women can't travel around so much. That's a big question. A woman can never go to a Kiddush. Look, my wife doesn't like going to Kiddush. Okay, but many women want to get out a little bit. They can't get out on Shabbos if you've got a carriage and things like that, right? So it's definitely limiting. So what's the message of that? The message of that is that really on Shabbos, we're supposed to be in our place. And this is really what all malachas are about. All malachas are helping us on one level to focus back. Shavu ish tachto. Sit in your place. V'lo yetzi ish b'mkomo. Don't leave your place. Discover yourselves. Go into yourself. Lech lecha, like the Katsu said. Go lech lecha. Go to yourself. The idea on Shabbos is really to be in our own world. To live in an inner world, to live inside of ourselves, obviously together with the Rabbonu Shalom, just hold with the chairs, please, for a moment. That's the idea of what all Shabbos is about, and all the malachas point to that. So the fact that Hotza'ah is the malacha which is written about is because here, in a certain way, we see this idea most clearly from all the malachas of Shabbos. Stay into yourself. So now, if one, you know, we can keep all the 39 malachas, but if we're running around all Shabbos and not focusing inwardly at all, so we're missing the point. We're missing the idea of Shabbos. Shavu ish tachtav, v'lo yetzi ish m'koma. On Shabbos, we have to really discover ourselves, discover our relationship with Torah deeper, our relationship with our own midos, discover our relationship with Hashem. Self-discovery on a spiritual way. So not self-discovery. Some people, when you say self-discovery, means, oh, let's review all my tainas on people. You know, I'm dad, I'm mad, I'm mad at dad, mad at mom, mad at my brother, mad at Rugil. No one could be angry at Rugil. But okay, you know, you just, my Rebbe said this. That's not self-discovery, Rebosa. That's not self. That's outer layer of ourselves. When we talk about self-discovery, we mean getting into who we really are and touching ourselves in a deeper way. And that's why the Pasuk finishes with what? How does it refer to Shabbos? Shavu ish tachtav v'lo yetze ish m'kama when? B'yom ha-shvi, on the seventh day. And that's very much resonates the idea that we mentioned a few times of the seventh. Just hold the chairs till we end, everybody. Thank you. Shema Shvi means the idea of the seventh point is, again, represents the whole gamut of physical activity, six sides, and the seventh point is the Nekuda Emtzayis, the middle point where we are. Right? That's our middle Nekuda, our Emtzayis. So that's it. B'Yom HaShvi. You have to remember the Yom HaShvi, and Shabbos, again, is that day of us connecting to ourselves and the Ribono Shel Olam.